Okay, good.
You like to use this one? You can use.
Great. It's very good to be with you here this afternoon. Can we fix that buzz there? Can we fix that? That's there we go. Good. Thank you. Well, it's good to be with you here this evening. I had so many questions beforehand. I never had so many questions before. Now, I want to remind the brothers here. Your zeal is very impressive. But you need... Sure. But I think you should be... I can barely hear. But I think you should be more polite to the sisters. You push the sisters out of the way. We need to show more respect to the women in our church. Brothers, you need to show much more respect to the sisters. Three times I asked you to make room for the sisters. And still you didn't. It's a small thing. I'm not upset. But brothers, let's do a better job. Now that has nothing to do with my lesson though. I was asked to speak on the existence of God. Now, how many of you believe that God exists? Change that.
Okay, je change.
How many of you do not believe that God exists? So why are we here then? If you all believe that God exists, why do I need to give you evidence that God exists?
Et si tous nous croyons que Dieu existe, alors pourquoi est-ce que ce soir on doit parler de l'existence de Dieu?
Okay, well those people, they're not here in the room.
Et pour les gens qui ne sont pas dans cette salle.
We did a debate on the existence of God a few years ago.
Et nous avons eu un débat sur ce terme, l'existence de Dieu.
And many atheists came to that debate.
Et beaucoup des athées étaient arrivés à ce
Now, if you're in Western Europe,
et si vous êtes en Europe,
almost everybody's an atheist.
Et la plupart des gens sont des athées.
I remember sharing my faith in Madrid.
Et j'avais partagé ma foi à Madrid.
And people looked at me like,
et les gens me regardaient un peu.
You actually believe that stuff?
Et toi, tu crois réellement ce Dieu?
Most here in Nigeria believe in God.
La plupart des gens ici au Nigeria, ils croient en Dieu.
But I'm telling you, the bad things that are in Europe,
je vous le dis, la mauvaise chose en Europe,
such as atheism,
c'est vraiment les athées.
They're going to come here eventually as well.
Ils vont venir aussi, bon, en fait, ils vont toujours perdre.
So let's pretend that we have a lot of atheists here in Brazzaville, and let's have this lesson.
Et supposons que nous avons les athées ici à Brazzaville, et nous allons voir donc notre leçon de ce soir.
Now this is an hour-long lesson.
Et ça c'est notre leçon de ce soir que nous allons parler.
Even without translation.
Et même sans interprétation ou traduction.
And I only have 30 minutes with translation.
J'ai juste 30 minutes avec la traduction.
So I'm going to give just a very, very quick version here.
Et je vais juste donner un petit résumé très rapidement.
Here's number one.
Au premier point.
Atheists' arguments that there is no God.
Et nous avons les arguments des athées qui disent que Dieu n'existe pas.
Number two.
Deuxième point.
Why atheism doesn't work.
Et nous avons donc l'échec, sinon la chute des athées.
Number three, arguments for theism.
Et au troisième point, nous avons les arguments pour les athées, propres à eux.
Now that's a big fancy word right there, theism. There are two kinds of belief in God.
Il y a deux types de croyances en Dieu.
There's deism.
Il y a ce,
with a D. Deism. With a D. Deism.
Oui, il y a l'isme.
And then there's theism.
Et il y a le,
with a TH. Yeah, the deist believes that God exists. But they don't believe that he interacts with our world. Einstein was a deist. Einstein, you know, the guy with the... Isaac Newton was also a deist.
Einstein?
Yeah, Isaac Newton, the famous guy with all the physics.
Isaac Newton.
But theism...
Mais avec TH,
is the belief in a God who acts in this world.
C'est la croyance en Dieu qui a agi dans cette...
Now, I was in a debate about the existence of God about 4 years ago.
J'étais en plein débat sur l'existence de Dieu il y a...
And I was crushed in that debate.
Et j'étais attaqué par ce débat.
It's because I took the position that God does not exist.
Parce que j'avais pris la position en tant que Dieu n'existe pas.
And my opponent was a high school student. A very smart high school student.
Des élèves vraiment intelligents.
And I was a much better debater than he was. The reason I lost is because my arguments were very weak. Arguments against the existence of God.
Les arguments qui s'opposent à l'existence de Dieu.
Number one, you can't see him. Number two, hypocrisy of those who believe. Number three, the problem of suffering. Number four, atheism is the default position. I'll tell you ahead of time. Three of these arguments are very, very weak.
Et les trois premiers arguments, c'est vraiment, vraiment faible.
The other one is not so weak.
Et l'autre, c'est pas aussi faible.
This is the only good argument.
Et ça, c'est l'argument qui est bon ici.
So, argument number one.
Le premier argument.
You don't have to follow me physically if you don't want to.
Okay. Thank you.
You can't see him.
Vous ne pouvez pas le voir.
People say, I don't believe in God because I can't see him. I don't believe in things you can't see. Scientists use this argument. They say, unless you can measure it, it's not real. You might have heard of Yuri Gagarin. Yuri Gagarin.
Yuri Gagarin.
The first man in space.
Le premier homme dans l'espace.
He was Russian.
Il était russe.
He said, I went there.
Et j'étais là-bas.
And I didn't see him.
Et je l'ai pas vu.
You know, a lot of people who don't believe in God.
Donc, de nombreux des gens qui ne croient pas en Dieu.
What you should do is ask them.
Et qu'est-ce qu'il doit faire, c'est le demander.
Tell me about this God that you don't believe in.
Dites-moi à propos de Dieu que, dont vous ne croyez pas.
They say, an old man in the sky. A guy with a big long beard.
Le gars avait la barbe longue.
A guy who's always telling you what not to do.
Et ce gars lui disait toujours ce que tu devais faire.
I say, no wonder you don't believe in God. I don't believe in that God either. Now, how many here believe in atoms? You know, like carbon atoms. And how many believe in atoms? You don't believe in atoms?
Donc, vous ne croyez pas aux idoles?
Did you ever go to school?
Est-ce que vous êtes allé à l'école?
Didn't they tell you about atoms?
Est-ce que à l'école on vous avait parlé des idoles?
You know, like carbon atoms and hydrogen atoms.
Comme les idoles
and silicon atoms. So let me ask you that a question again. That's a very, very easy question. How many of you believe in atoms?
Combien de vous croyez aux idoles?
Non, aux atomes.
Please, please, doctor.
Every time I have ever asked this question.
Please, doctor. Your question was.
Do you believe in atoms?
Atoms.
Yeah.
Atoms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Atoms.
Right.
Right. Combien de vous croyez aux atomes?
They have high school here, right?
Yeah, of course.
They teach chemistry, right?
Yes. À l'école, on a enseigné la chimie, monsieur.
Let me ask the question again, okay?
Laissez-moi encore reposer la question.
The translation was wrong.
All right. How many of you believe in atoms?
Combien de vous ici croyez aux atomes?
Oh, okay, good.
Ah, okay, sir.
Can you see an atom?
Est-ce que vous pouvez voir les atomes?
No.
So why do we believe in atoms?
Mais pourquoi alors vous croyez aux atomes si vous ne pouvez pas le voir?
Because what we can see is consistent with the existence of atoms.
Parce que ce que nous pouvons voir est constant avec l'existence en fait des atomes.
Do you believe in the wind?
Yes.
Do you believe in the wind?
Oui.
Wind, you know.
Le vent.
Est-ce que vous croyez au vent?
Yes.
Can you see the wind?
Est-ce que vous pouvez voir le vent?
No.
So why do you believe in the wind?
Mais alors pourquoi est-ce que vous croyez au vent?
Because of its effect.
Parce qu'il y a le fait, l'action.
The reason I believe in God.
La raison pour laquelle je crois en Dieu.
Is because of the effects of God.
C'est parce qu'il y a l'effet de Dieu.
What are the effects of God?
Quand tu es affecté par Dieu.
The universe?
Et comme les autres.
There are so many things that are consistent with God existing.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qui constituent l'existence de Dieu.
So we believe in things because what we can observe is consistent with belief in those things.
Nous croyons aux choses que nous ne voyons pas parce que ce que nous pouvons voir constitue ce qui est proche de nous.
And everything I know about reality.
Et donc chaque chose que je connais à propos de la réalité.
Is consistent with the existence of God.
Et ça constitue en fait avec l'existence de Dieu.
Therefore, this is a very bad argument.
Et peut-être c'est un argument vraiment mauvais.
Another reason people say, I don't believe in God.
Une autre raison pour laquelle les gens disent qu'ils ne croient pas en Dieu.
Is because all those Christians are hypocrites.
Parce que tous ces autres chrétiens étaient hypocrites.
What kind of argument is that?
Et quel genre d'argument que ça donne?
I believe in chemistry.
Je crois en chimie.
But all chemists are hypocrites.
Mais tous les chimistes sont hypocrites.
In fact, everybody I have ever met was a hypocrite. Some are worse than others.
Et y a certains qui ont perdu les autres.
Now, are there some Christians who are hypocrites?
Alors, est-ce qu'il y a des chrétiens qui sont hypocrites?
Easy question. Are there any Christians who are hypocrites?
Est-ce qu'il y a un chrétien qui est hypocrite?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, je suis très fier de ça.
How does that prove whether God exists or not?
Est-ce que ça prouve que Dieu existe?
What kind of argument is that?
Quel genre d'argument que ça a l'air?
That's what I call a smokescreen.
Et c'est ce que j'appelle par.
You know what? You know what? Why they call something a smoke screen?
Vous savez pourquoi est-ce qu'on
a smoke screen?
On appelle quelque chose par.
It's just to hide something.
Ouais, c'est quelque chose qui vient à cacher quelque chose.
So whoever says they don't believe in God because of the hypocrites.
Ceux qui disent qu'ils ne croient pas en Dieu parce qu'ils sont hypocrites.
I guarantee you that's not the reason.
Et je vous garantis que c'est pas la raison.
All right, the third reason some people say there's no God.
Le troisième point, c'est que les gens disent qu'il n'y a pas Dieu.
It's because of the suffering in the world.
C'est à cause des souffrances du monde.
Now, do you believe that God is loving?
Est-ce que vous croyez que Dieu est amour?
So loving that he defines love.
Et si amoureux qu'il défend pas l'amour.
Do you believe that God is powerful?
Et vous croyez que Dieu est aussi puissant?
That he could do what he wants.
Et qu'il peut faire tout ce qu'il veut.
So the atheist says, obviously your God doesn't exist.
Honnêtement, votre Dieu n'existe pas.
If that God is real, then why is there cancer?
Si Dieu est réel, alors qu'est-ce qu'il y a de cancer?
And why do babies have birth defects?
Et pourquoi alors les bébés ont des malformations?
And why is there Ebola?
Et pourquoi il y a Ebola?
You have to admit, that's a good question.
Et nous devons admettre que c'est une bonne question.
Remember, the other three arguments for atheism are really just nonsense.
Et peut-être que les trois autres arguments, ça n'avait pas de sens.
But you have to admit, that's a good question.
Mais nous devons admettre que c'est une bonne question.
All right, so let's talk about that.
Et parlons un peu de ça.
By the way, it's based on some false assumptions.
En fait, c'est basé dans une force, voilà.
The first assumption is that death is bad.
Le premier, c'est que la mort est mauvaise.
Who said death is bad?
Qui a dit que la mort est mauvaise?
Where'd that come from? I say death is good.
Et moi, je dis que la mort est bonne.
For humans, it's a transition to something that should be better.
Et pour les hommes, c'est la transaction, en fait, sur quelque chose.
In the physical world of animals and plants, death is good.
Et pour le monde physique des animaux et des plantes, la mort, c'est bon.
It allows for renewal and change.
Parce que ça permet une renaissance, en fait.
It also assumes that suffering is bad.
Et aussi, les outils de la souffrance est mauvaise.
Who said suffering was bad?
Qui a dit que la souffrance est mauvaise?
Without suffering, there's no joy.
Et sans souffrance, il n'y a pas de joie.
Without suffering, we don't grow.
Et sans souffrance, on ne travaille.
So what is the cause of suffering?
Alors, quelles sont donc les causes de la souffrance?
Most suffering exists.
La peine des souffrances existe.
Because God gave us a choice.
Parce que Dieu nous a donné le choix.
God gave us free will.
Dieu nous a donné le monde gratuit.
The atheist says, if God is so loving and so powerful,
si Dieu aussi amoureux et si puissant,
why doesn't he end suffering?
Et pourquoi est-ce que le souffrance ne prend pas fin?
I say God is so powerful
et Dieu est si puissant,
and so loving
et si amoureux,
that he made us
et qu'il nous a créés,
and he gave us a choice.
Et il nous a donné le choix.
Because love always gives a choice.
Parce que l'amour donne toujours le choix.
Can you force somebody to love you?
Est-ce que tu peux forcer quelqu'un de t'aimer?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible. Impossible. So, God gave us a choice.
Donc Dieu nous a donné le choix.
And we rebelled.
Et on s'est repenti.
And we sinned.
Et nous sommes pécheurs.
And we brought suffering into the world.
Et nous avons apporté la souffrance dans le monde.
Almost all suffering in the world is because of rebellion against our Creator. Et
la plupart des souffrances dans le monde, c'est parce que nous avons apporté la rébellion.
It's not an argument against God.
Et c'est pas un argument pour contredire Dieu.
It's an argument for God.
C'est un argument pour Dieu.
Now, is all suffering because of sin?
Parce que c'est à cause du péché que tous souffrent.
Certainly not.
Certainement pas.
You know, in John chapter 9, they said, this guy was born blind. Whose sin caused that?
Vous savez, dans Jean 9, il dit, le gars-là est coupable de son. Alors, qui va l'aider?
But there are natural causes of suffering as well.
Mais il y a aussi des causes naturelles de la souffrance.
For example, earthquakes.
Par exemple, les tremblements de terre.
Why are there earthquakes?
Pourquoi il y a des tremblements de terre?
Because of, have you heard of plate tectonics? You've probably heard of that.
À cause de la tectonique de plaques.
Yeah. Why do we have plate tectonics?
Pourquoi il y a ces phénomènes tectoniques?
Because without plate tectonics, the Earth's surface would not be recycled. And the soil would not produce life. Without plate tectonics, there'd be no atmosphere. So, if you can invent a better universe, if you can improve on the universe that God created, I invite you to do so. But suffering is not evil.
La souffrance, donc, souffrir, c'est pas aussi mauvais.
And suffering doesn't disprove God.
Et la souffrance ne nie pas l'existence de Dieu.
The last argument.
Le tout dernier argument.
Atheism is the default argument.
Ils avaient des arguments pour défendre.
Now this really isn't even an argument at all.
Et mais ceci vraiment n'était pas aussi un argument que soi.
What atheists say is, unless you can prove that God exists, then I say he doesn't exist. Well, who says that? I would say more than 95% of all educated, intelligent, thoughtful people believe in God.
Très intelligent, diplômé, mais ils croient en Dieu.
So who says that's the default position?
Et qui a dit que c'est une position égarée?
By the way, this is why I lost that debate.
Et bon.
Because
peu importe, c'est ce que j'avais aujourd'hui comme débat.
Because these were my arguments.
Parce que c'était vos remarques.
And we sponsored a debate, a real debate, with a very famous atheist.
And
so that's a very, very famous atheist, Michael Shermer.
And
these were his arguments. Very weak. All right, now why is, remember point number two, why atheism fails? Number one, because it's based on circular reasoning.
La première chose, c'est parce qu'ils étaient basés sur des raisonnements circulaires.
It can't answer the hard questions.
Parce qu'ils étaient incapables de répondre aux questions si difficiles.
And really, it's a bankrupt philosophy.
Et aussi parce que c'était une philosophie assez amère.
Circular reasoning.
Les raisons circulaires.
I was watching a show on the BBC not too long ago. They brought very smart people and they asked them questions. The atheist came on. He was so proud.
Il était aussi orgueilleux.
He was so confident.
Il était aussi confortable comme si...
How could anybody believe in God? How foolish.
Il dit, comment est-ce que quelqu'un peut croire à Dieu? Comment cela peut être?
And they asked him to give his opening argument.
Et on les a demandé de donner leur propre argument.
He said, the only things that are real...
Et il dit, l'unique chose qui est réelle...
are things you can observe
and
measure.
Les choses qu'on peut observer et mesurer.
You can't observe or measure God, therefore he doesn't exist.
On ne peut pas mesurer, observer Dieu, ce qui dit qu'il n'existe pas.
Great argument. No, terrible argument.
Non, c'était pas aussi bon, c'est vraiment terrible.
So they asked them the question.
Et on a posé des questions.
Well, how do you know that?
Et comment le savez-vous?
How do you know that all real things are observable?
Et comment le savez-vous que toutes choses sont mesurables?
Said all those Christians, they're a bunch of hypocrites, blah blah blah.
Et tous ces chrétiens sont hypocrites, blah blah blah.
And he said, sir, we asked you a question.
Et vraiment, nous a posé une question.
Why do you believe that?
Pourquoi est-ce que vous croyez?
Says all the radical Muslims and the radical Christians, blah blah blah.
Ouais, c'est ça, les musulmans, les chrétiens, blah.
They said, excuse me, sir.
Excusez-moi, monsieur.
You said the only things are real are things that could be measured.
Et vous avez dit que l'unique chose qui est réelle, c'est la chose dont on peut mesurer.
Why do you believe that?
Et pourquoi est-ce que vous croyez?
Answer our question.
Répondez donc à notre question.
Or step down.
Ou bien vous arrêtez.
Said, I guess I just believe it.
Et il dit, je crois que je crois juste comme ça.
In other words, the reason he didn't believe in God is because he didn't believe in God. That's called circular reasoning. Another problem with atheism. It doesn't answer any of the questions that people care about. I teach a philosophy of science class.
Et j'ai enseigné la philosophie.
I tell them science is awesome.
Et je leur dis les science fiction.
At answering these questions.
Et en répondant à ces questions.
When did that happen?
Et quand cela s'est produit?
What is that thing?
Et quel est ce truc?
Where do they exist?
Et où est-ce qu'ils ont existé?
How many are they?
Et combien yeah. sont?
And how does that thing work?
Et comment est-ce que ces choses fonctionnent?
Science is the best means to answer those questions that we have as human beings.
Et science c'est la meilleure voie pour répondre à toutes ces questions que nous avons.
That's very impressive.
C'est vraiment impressionnant.
Now, do you care?
Et est-ce que vous souciez pas?
About the answers to those questions?
À propos des questions, des réponses à toutes ces questions?
I don't care about those at all.
Je m'en suis pas du tout à propos de tout.
Let's look at another list of questions.
Let's go à une autre question circulaire.
Why am I here?
Pourquoi est-ce que je suis ici?
What is my purpose?
Quel est donc mon but?
What is my value?
Quel est donc mes droits, mes valeurs ici?
What is the right thing to do?
Quelle est la chose la plus importante à faire?
Those are the questions people care about.
Toutes ces questions, les gens prêtent un peu attention.
And atheism is completely useless.
Et les déismes sont complètement inutilisables dans la vie.
And science is completely useless to answer any of these questions.
Et la science aussi est complètement inutilisable en répondant à toutes ces questions.
So what kind of system of thought is that?
Et dans quel genre de système d'action que ça pourrait produire?
What's my value?
Quelles sont donc mes valeurs?
Science says probably about 20,000 francs.
Et les scientifiques disent probablement à peu près 20,000.
A little carbon, some magnesium, some iron.
Avec des choses aux alentours.
Christianity says you're more valuable than the whole world.
Les chrétiens disent tu es plus valable que tout le monde.
Atheism answers none of the questions that people care about.
Les gens posent plusieurs questions que les gens aiment.
And besides, atheism has been attempted.
Et voilà, ils ont été tentés.
The experiment has been tried.
L'expérience.
The Soviet Union.
L'Union Soviétique,
Red China,
la Chine,
and the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia.
L'Empire coréen.
every time atheism has been tried, it was a total disaster. Because atheism says there's no moral value.
Parce que eux, ils avaient dit, y a pas de valeur.
Why would anybody want to be an atheist?
Pourquoi est-ce que quelqu'un veut être comme athée?
Now, I know my time is up.
Et je sais que mon heure est arrivée.
But I want to at least suggest the arguments in favor of God, okay?
Mais je voulais juste suggérer quelques arguments à propos de...
Ten minutes?
À peu près 10 minutes.
Here are the arguments. Let me just very, very briefly. By the way, you cannot prove that God exists. You can't do it. Okay? God gives us a choice. He doesn't force us to believe.
Et c'est l'absurde de croire.
Everybody's getting the joke on the slide up there, yeah. I believe in God.
Je crois en Dieu.
Because belief in God.
Parce que le fait de croire en Dieu.
Is consistent.
C'est consistant.
With everything I know.
Et avec toutes choses dont je connais. All
right. So the moral argument.
Les arguments moraux.
Do you believe murder is wrong?
Est-ce que vous croyez,
do you think rape is wrong?
Vous voyez que le viol, c'est mauvais.
Well, then God exists.
Yes.
Because if there is absolute moral right and wrong,
si, il y a des morales qui sont bons et mauvais,
that absolute has to come from something.
Et c'est absolument, c'est à cause de quelque chose.
It doesn't create itself.
Et qui ne se sont pas fait soi-même.
So if there is moral right and moral wrong,
et s'il y a des morales qui sont bons et ceux qui sont mauvais,
by definition, there has to be God.
Et en définitive, ça doit exister.
All real atheists believe there is no right and wrong. It's not wrong to murder. Maybe a bad idea. Okay, next one. The cosmological argument. The cosmological, that's a big word, huh?
It's the same word in French.
Oh, cosmological, or whatever. Okay, good. Basically, the argument is this. Anything which begins to exist was caused. The universe began to exist.
L'univers a commencé à exister.
Therefore, it was caused.
Parce qu'il y avait une cause.
That means the entire physical reality was caused.
Parce que le monde physique avait une cause.
The cause, by definition,
cause par définition,
is God.
C'est Dieu.
Can anyone think of anything that exists?
Est-ce que quelqu'un peut penser que chaque chose qui existe?
That began to exist.
Et commence à exister,
which was not caused to exist.
Sans cause de l'existence.
Think about it later.
Pensez à propos un peu.
The answer is nothing.
La réponse est aucune de ces choses.
Therefore, God exists.
Dieu est la cause.
How many of you came to believe in God because of the cosmological argument?
Combien de vous ne pouvez pas croire en Dieu à cause de l'argument cosmologique?
That's what I thought.
C'est ce que je pense.
But you could use this with an atheist, okay?
Mais vous pouvez utiliser ça avec un atheist, okay?
And then another big fancy word. The teleological argument.
Argument théologique.
The argument from design.
L'argument de design. Construction, conception.
Is this thing random?
Est-ce que c'est
or is it designed?
C'est juste design, conception.
Elle était conçue ou elle vient de New York? It was designed.
Est-ce que...
Is this just a random accident? Or is it designed? If you think this is a random accident, then we need to send you to the psychologist. Here's the question. Is the universe a random accident?
Est-ce que l'univers qui existe vient du néant?
Or is it designed?
Ou bien c'est une conception?
The intricacy of the design of the universe is astounding. Now, if I had time, I could present this argument. There are hundreds of arguments. I'm going to give you just one. It has to do with how the universe works. You're probably aware the universe began with a big, they call it the Big Bang. You heard about that, right? The Big Bang, right? You heard about that, right? Alright, so the universe expanded. But then the matter clumped together to form galaxies and stars and planets. The force that causes that to happen is gravity. Now here is what physicists discovered. If the force of gravity was different from what it is, by this much, if it was less than it is by this much, then galaxies, stars, and planets would never have formed. But if gravity had been stronger than it is, by this much, the universe would have collapsed almost as soon as it was created. So two questions for your atheist friend. Why does gravity exist?
Pourquoi la gravité existe?
Good luck answering that question. Good luck answering that question. Now, why does gravity have the correct value?
Pourquoi est-ce que cette gravité a ses valeurs?
The probability of it having the correct value.
La probabilité d'avoir les valeurs.
It'd be like winning the lottery this week.
It'd be like?
The lottery. I saw a lottery on the street. You have a lottery here. Right? A lottery? Loteria, you know, the booths, and they're giving the money for lottery.
C'est à la loterie, en fait.
Yeah. All right. Let's say somebody won the big lottery.
Disons que quelqu'un veut aller au grand loterie.
You say, awesome.
Les wives say,
très bon. And then the next week, they win the big lottery again. And then they win the big lottery the next week. And then they win the big lottery the next week. By now, they're in prison, correct? You'd have to win the big lottery 6 times in a row to equal that number. So that's the probability that the atheist is correct. It's the probability that's an accident. It takes astounding faith to be an atheist.
Pour que cela se produise.
I don't know how they do it. It's crazy.
Je sais pas comment ils font. Ça a l'air un peu marrant.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, je crois que c'est
tout. Oh, there are more arguments.
Il y a plein d'autres arguments.
Oh, that's good enough, though.
Il y en a aussi.
How about the inspiration of the Bible? That's evidence for God as well. Okay, anyway, this lesson was not something that's going to change your heart for God. But hopefully it will give you some tools that you could use. So now we take a break and have the next lesson?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.
Good job. Okay. I ended up not using that. I'm sorry. Okay. You went through so much trouble and then I didn't use it. I'm sorry. Okay,
can,
that's good.
Can I take it back?
Sure, yeah.
You want it for the second time?
No, definitely not. I have those ones. Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Fine. How was the morning? Everything was good?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to sing.
Okay.
There's some news and to preach concerning the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I believe the translator.
The lesson is not. You're going to translate? Okay. Yes. The lesson's not super long. It's, I could do it in, without translation, I could do it in, say, 35 minutes. So I think it'd take just like an hour.
Amen.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Just the normal.
Okay, we have
time. Okay.
This one I had to cut. I cut almost 80% of this lesson.
Et donc, allons tout de suite enchaîner avec notre culte. Amen, frères et sœurs. Donc, on a fait déjà prié. Et donc, devez-vous des bonnes si vous faites bien, vous vous levez. Nous allons appeler la chorale. Nous allons chanter et poursuivre avec la vie. Merci beaucoup.